It's not been a very good, quite frankly, years for both of us, but certainly when it comes to how we've handled this virus, it's been terrible. The subway system, we know all this stuff, right? There's White blowing $1 billion. Now he's putting in charge of another task force. Well, it comes out a couple of days ago after there was a big funeral for a rabbi, Chaim Mertz, I believe was his name. God rest his soul. In Williamsburg, that Bill de Blasio was very upset, which is fine. Even our next guest, Dov Hyken, has been upset with some of the ways that the Hasidim have handled some of these things. But the way he talked about it when he said, quote unquote, a warning to the Jews, has a lot of people screaming anti-Semitism. Now the question is that a reach or was that what it was? Did it sound like, quite frankly, World War II? We're going to find out from the man himself, the great assemblyman and dear friend of Bernie and Sid, our buddy Dov Hyken. Good morning, Dov. Hello. How are you?
Good morning, guys. Good to be with you again.
Always great to be with you. So there it is. The question is, you know, you've even been critical of your own community. And when it comes to funerals and weddings, you want them to do more social distancing, pay attention to the rules. And de Blasio comes out and issues a warning. Was that a bit too much for you?
Well, the warning was not the problem. I mean, I don't have a problem with the mayor being tough with people who are violating the rules and endangering themselves, their families, you and me and everyone else. That's fine with me. Even being tougher, I said it on your show last time. Let's be tough. That's not a problem. But when he addresses it and his message is, and these are his words, my message to the Jewish community, I mean, to talk to the entire Jewish community, over a million Jews, that was outrageous. That was wrong. Generated hate towards the Jewish people because it becomes about the Jewish people, the Jewish community, because some Jews in a community did not do the right thing. How does that become the Jewish community? You know, when all the anti-Semitism was going on, and again, we spoke about it many, many times, we saw the perpetrators. In almost all cases, they emanated from the minority community. We saw who they were. They were young black males attacking Jews. I don't remember the mayor referring to the black community in terms of the anti-Semitism. In fact, he hardly said anything for a very, very long time. But now he talks about the Jewish community. It is really outrageous. And why he could not apologize. I mean, he had a press conference yesterday where, if you were offended, if I was offended, damn it, I was offended. And people on the right, the left of the political spectrum, this was one time where everyone was united, that the mayor showed such a lack of leadership by using that terminology and then refusing to apologize. All he had to do is say, I made a mistake. We go on. It's over. We talk about other things. But he couldn't do that.
No, he could not. And where's Mayor Kahane when you need him, is what I'm asking. And another thing is, when Ilhan Omar likes your tweet, that's not a good sign, Dov Hyken, former assemblyman here in New York State. And as you mentioned, this does come in the wake of his turning away, ignoring the spate of anti-Semitic attacks in Brooklyn. Now, my question to you is this, Dov Hyken. If he said my message to the Hasidic community, would that have been any better for you or still just as bad?
Well, I think that would have been better, but look, language is extremely important. You refer to a group within that community. 90%+ of people in that community do the right thing. They distance themselves. You know, you don't go to synagogue. You don't go to funerals. You don't have the Sabbath with your family. Look, I just had my Passover holiday for the first time in 45 years that I am married, that it was only my wife and myself. That's it. No grandchildren, no friends, no neighbors. Only the two of us. And by the way, it was pretty darn good, I got to tell you guys.
Same thing with us. It was me, my wife, and my kids.
With my wife. It was like great.
Yeah. No, I get it. Hey, Dov Hyken is with us right here. That's a good question, by the way, Bernie. So now, you listen, we did a couple of, rallies together, you and I, one in front of the New York Times building last year, one in front of City Hall last September. One of the points you made, which does go back to what you just said to Bernie and I about how we didn't single out the black kids that are actually preying on Jewish Jewish people in their community, was if a gay person or a black person ever does anything that's above and beyond what's accepted in our society, they will never, Bill de Blasio will never mention them by race, by creed. And he has no issue ever, ever, ever talking about the Jews. So the question is, what do we do about that? What do you, I, and the rest of the community do about that?
I think we, look, I left a message for the mayor. You know, I called him on his personal phone. And I told him, this is not going to go away. This is going to haunt you forever. Unless and until you say, I'm sorry.
Does he ever get back to you? If you leave him a message, does he ever get back to you? Or?
Yeah. Look, we've talked. I know him for a very, very long time. But he has really failed. You know, go to social media. You'll see the hate that he generated against the Jewish people, yeah, against the Jewish community. Look, there are people out there who are blaming the Jews as they do for everything else. I mean, scapegoating, what's new? But, you know, we're responsible for Corona, the Jews. You're not working, it's the Jews. You know, you're having difficulty in life, you blame the Jews. And what the mayor did, and I don't think he realizes it, what he did is to play right into the hands of the anti-Semites who look for things like this. You know, it's not about some Jews, it's about the Jews. His own words, my message to the Jewish community. Would he do that with the black community?
No, of course not.
And if he did, can you imagine what would be going on all day today in New York?
But no, you make great points, Dovhyke, and you're exactly right. And this is the thing. De Blasio is not a stupid person, so how can he not realize what he's doing when he writes something? I don't give him the benefit of that doubt. And generally speaking, we knew he was a horrible mayor, but it really has hit home really in a terrible way during this pandemic, culminating with this horrific tweet where he's engendering all this anti-Semitism. As a former assemblyman, is there any mechanism for us to remove a sitting mayor in office? I mean, we've got to get rid of this guy.
Well, realistically, look, he has, he's running out very soon. I don't think there's a way. I think what we need to continue to do, not let this be shoved under the rug, not be satisfied with this ridiculous apology. You know, if you were offended, right, if, what do you mean if, for God's sake?
That means
he doesn't get it. That's the point. If he's saying if, what do you mean if?
That's not an apology.
Not good. So what do you think about the possibility? We've got 30 seconds to go here. Our next guest coming up in 30 minutes. Right now, the Brooklyn Borough President. I know you've dealt with him before, being an assemblyman in Brooklyn for 100 years. He's thinking about running for mayor. What do you think about the possibilities of Eric Adams as the next mayor?
There are a lot of people running for mayor. I hope that the next mayor is just more effective and more fair to the people of New York, all the people of this city, than this particular mayor. I mean, the borough president, nice guy.
Okay, fair enough. Not exactly a ringing endorsement.
Not exactly.
How do you like
fair
that,
enough.
Guys?
Fair enough.
Hey, you're entitled. You're always great, Dove. Thank you for coming on today. We agree with you 100%. There's enough issues with anti-Semitism in this city, in this state, in this country. The last thing we need is the mayor to exacerbate that. So thank you so much.
Thank you, Bernie, Sid. Be well, be safe, and all your listeners and all New Yorkers and all of America. Love you guys.
We love you, too. Thank you. That is the great Dovhyke.